Radio Prague News. Six rebel Civic Democrat deputies who may bring down the government over controversial tax hikes are holding their ground. The finance minister has announced he will revise next year's state budget in view of overcoming the hurdle. And opposition parties have accused the government of letting the country slide into chaos. Six rebel Civic Democrat deputies who may bring down the government over controversial tax hikes are holding their ground. A meeting on Tuesday with a special party working group striving to find a compromise solution failed to break the deadlock. The six rebels are refusing to support a package of tax hikes which the government claims are inevitable for it to meet its fiscal target. That is, bring the gap in public finances to below 3% of the GDP in 2013. The rebels' refusal to support tax hikes puts the government's fate on the line since the Prime Minister has linked the bill to a vote of confidence in the centre-right government. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said shortly after the breakdown of talks that the government would withdraw the proposed state budget for 2013 from the lower house and revise it. The finance minister said that in view of the deadlock within the Civic Democratic Party, he would have to review the expenditure side of the budget and consider how the loss in revenues could be made up for by cuts in the public sector. He stressed that he was not prepared to increase the gap in public spending because of the tax dispute. A new draft budget should be ready within 30 days. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka has accused the government of letting the country slide into chaos and noted that the ruling coalition should either get on with the task of ruling the country or resign. Mr. Sobotka said it was unacceptable for the ruling coalition to continue in the present manner when it was not clear whether it had a majority in the lower house, the votes to pass next year's state budget, what taxes would be in place next year, and whether the pension reform would be in force or not. Communist Party leader Wojciech Filip joined the criticism, saying the members of the ruling coalition were not serving the country but merely hanging on to power. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík has not ruled out fresh negotiations on church restitutions in light of the controversy over next year's state budget. The Deputy Prime Minister said the church restitution bill in its present form had been agreed on the basis of proposed state revenues, which were now being put to question. Under the proposed legislation, the Czech state would return some 56% of the physical property worth around 75 billion crowns, and for the rest, Czech churches and religious societies would receive some 60 billion crowns in compensation over a period of 30 years. Independent presidential candidate Jan Fischer has said he would not let the communists enter into government. Mr. Fischer, a former caretaker prime minister who is one of the hot candidates for the presidential post, said he considers the Communist Party an extremist party which had not fully accepted the post-89 democratic changes in the country and had a highly negative stand to the European Union and NATO. Mr. Fischer said he would be extremely careful even in accepting a minority left-wing government with support from the Communist Party. Mr. Fischer himself was a member of the Czechoslovak Communist Party from 1980 to 1989. Rival candidate for the presidency Jiří Dienstbier slammed Jan Fischer's statement on the grounds that it was unconstitutional. Mr. Dienstbier, who is the official candidate of the Social Democratic Party, noted that the Czech constitution did not give the president the power to decide who should or should not be in government depending on his own preference. He merely appointed a prime minister designate whose task it then was to form a government. The constitution is binding for all citizens, the president included, and Mr. Fischer would do well to study it before resorting to populist statements, Jiří Dienstbier said. Finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Wednesday should be grey and rainy with day temperatures between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Danielle Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.